Mama still reminds me every once in a while that there are penalties in Nigeria for that sort of thing. And of course, she is right. I've read of them in the newspapers and I've heard of them on the news. Still, sometimes I want to ask her to explain to me what she means by that sort of thing, as if it is something so terrible that it does not deserve a name, as if it is so unclean that it cannot be termed love. But then I remember that evening and I cringe because, of course, I know she can explain. She's seen it with her eyes. That evening, the phone rings, and if I had answered, it would have been Mama on the line. But instead, I remain with Gloria, allowing her to trace her fingers across my brows, allowing her to trace my lips with her own. My heart thumps in my chest, and I feel the thumping of her heart. She runs her fingers down my belly, lifting my blouse slightly, hardly a lift at all, and then her hand is traveling lower, and suddenly Mama is calling my name, calling it loudly, so that I have to look up to see if I'm not just hearing things. We have made our way to the sofa, and from there I see Mama shaking her head, telling me that the wind has blown and the bottom of the fowl has been exposed. Mama stands where she is for just a moment longer, all the while she is staring at me with a somber look in her eyes. "So, this is why you won't take a husband," she asks. It is an interesting thought, but not one I'd ever really considered. "A woman and a woman cannot bear children," Mama says to me. "That is not the way it works." As she stomps out of the room, she says again, "The wind has blown and the bottom of the fowl has been exposed."